Hello, everybody. Come on in. How's everybody doing on a Tuesday evening? Come on in. This is the monthly binge call. And Amanda, you have raised your hand already. If you want coaching, you just keep that hand up and I will call on you here in just a minute. Let me know that you can hear me in the chat. I'm going to set my hello, Annette. I'm going to set my chat to everyone. So y'all be sure and do that too. I am Coach Betsy. Let me do all the little housekeeping things. No BS, Coach Betsy. There may be some new people on here. All right, glad y'all can hear me. So I'll introduce myself real quick. And by the way, if you all have not heard some of the amazing little quick hits, be sure you have downloaded the Quick Hits podcast. That is, you can do that. NoBSWomen.com, our amazing, beautiful new website. There are instructions on there how to do it, but we're doing little coach introductions. And so every once in a while you'll see on the quick hits, it'll pop up and there you can meet me, you can meet Coach Kathy, you can meet Coach Lizzie, and it's so much fun to hear about us and really get to know us. Okay, so be sure and check that out because I wanted to let y'all know that for sure. All right, so y'all are coming in here. So let me kind of tell y'all what's gonna happen today. But here, first off, let me oh good, I'm glad to hear that y'all like the new website. I am Coach Betsy. I have known Corinne for, oh my gosh, I was doing the math the other day, almost 20 years. That is crazy. I found her on a Weight Watchers message board way back in 2006, 2007. And the rest is history. I have lost my weight twice with no BS. And so back when it was PNP and fit and fat and all the things. And so regains happen and you can you lose your weight again and for the last time, just like I have. So I love being an example to a lot of you all who have experienced regains. But even before that, y'all, I had lost weight with Weight Watchers multiple times, all the things. I remember one time I got down to like this certain weight, like for a day, and then I would start going back up. So I am definitely a good example of regains happening and being able to figure it out. So third time's the charm. Yep. So it happens. It happens, and you can get through it, and you can lose your weight for the last time. A lot of people have done that here at No BS. So I have that going on. And then at some point along my journey, I started binge eating. And y'all, I don't even know. I was thinking about this the other day, like, when did it actually start? And I think maybe when I had been kind of steadily gaining weight, kind of started in high school and then throughout college and grad school, I just gradually kind of just gained weight throughout the years. And so I was consistently overeating. But I think the binge eating really happened when I started working. I started commuting every day. I was spending a lot of time in my car. And I had a long commute. And so during lunch at work every day, I would just go get in my car and I would go get some food and I would just drive around and eat it and really just kind of check out and eat food while I was driving around because I wanted to kind of get out of the office and just and so I think maybe it kind of started that way, just really using food to just kind of check out and kind of escape from myself. And I wasn't really happy in my work and things like that. And so and then it just kind of continued on from there. And I just because a common pattern for me with binging was driving around and eating. And kind of going back and forth between sweet and salty foods and things like that. So that's just, I think that was kind of the start. I don't think it was, one event or one moment or anything like that. And so, yeah, so I have that experience. And what I wanted to talk to y'all about first was, and then we'll do some coaching, is I mentioned this on Facebook Live today in the binge group, was, We have a lesson, or we kind of have a little worksheet in the Trusting Your Body course, which is under bonus courses at novswomen.com. So we have a little worksheet where we talk about how to talk about your binge or secret eating. And even just y'all, just me sitting here talking about my binge eating, I've been doing it for quite a few years now, and so I'm much more comfortable with it. But there was a time when no one else knew about my binge eating, including I was working at No BS or already, and I had not talked very much about my binge eating outside of Corinne or whoever was coaching me at the time. And I'll never forget, we were at a camp. This was years ago. This was probably 2016, 2017, something like that, before I started working for No BS full time. And I remember Corinne coming up to me at a camp and saying, "Would you want to get up on stage and talk about your experience with binge eating?" And I was like, I don't know. okay. And so it was, I just stood up there and started talking about it. And I felt like I was in a really safe environment. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today is it really can be beneficial to talk about your binge eating with someone that you feel safe with. It may not be helpful to talk about your binge eating with someone that you don't feel safe with. And I mean, I know that's kind of duh, but I think that's a good thing for us to remind ourselves of is that, we don't have to shout it from the rooftops. That's not the point of this, of what we're talking about. But what we know with binge eating is that there is a lot of shame often attached to our binge eating. And that's why we do it so much in secret and why we hide it and things like that. And so, when we talk about it in a safe environment, we bring that shame out into the light. And what we know is that shame cannot survive, or it can't survive as much when we bring it out, when we talk about something that we feel very shameful about. And so, me talking about it in the safe environment of, no BS, of a camp. Of course, we have our amazing binge support group, our Facebook group, where people are sharing all the time about their experiences. So really, I just want you all to kind of think about where, and by the way, I will post where you can find the worksheets here in a minute with the Trusting Your Body course. But I want you all just to kind of think about what could a safe environment be. And here's the thing. It may not be your friends and family yet. It may not even be the binge support group yet, but it could be just with yourself. It could just be, hey, you know what? I went to this binge call and I think maybe this is something I'm kind of doing. And y'all, it may not even be binging. And there's so many different definitions of binging, and someone's binge looks very different than someone else's binge. But we could even be talking about just overeating and really just kind of wanting to escape ourselves with food. Being honest with yourself and just saying, okay, this is something I do sometimes. And I just want to kind of acknowledge it for myself. That right there brings the shame up and out and into the light and really does help to dissipate a lot of it. And we know that when we can kind of lower some shame, then some curiosity can take its place. And that's when we can start getting curious about our binging and our overeating. We can start to recognize patterns about what's going on. But we have to first get rid of some of the shame. And that can be by just acknowledging it for yourself, acknowledging it in a very safe environment like the binge support group, acknowledging it with a friend or a family member that does feel safer to you. I'd love to hear in the chat who you've shared your binging with. And maybe and then some of you all who who maybe just aren't comfortable yet sharing it with, and sharing it with anyone but yourself, and that's okay too. But some of my no BS friends, okay, yeah, that's because that this will help give someone else here in this group maybe some ideas on, like, okay, I didn't think there was anybody, but that I could share with, but maybe I'll start with myself. And but then maybe I could, share with some of my no BS friends, my accountability group. Jean says her husband, her son are best friends. And as coaches, absolutely. Y'all know that is anonymous to members. So that could become a safe place for you. Yes, Mary, this is a great example of being honest and feeling safe with yourself. She is sharing in her nightly assessment. She's getting honest with what she's doing with herself. Pam said, I shared with one friend, but she threw it back in my face, so we are no longer friends. Right now, it's just me and now this call. Okay, Pam, that can happen too. I wanted to give y'all kind of an example of kind of two different experiences that I've had with sharing my binging. And they're kind of interesting. Y'all may have heard these stories, but or specifically the story about my husband. I was very hesitant to share it with him. I really thought that I was hiding it very well from him. Y'all may have experienced that, where, like, oh, no one knows that I do this. Well, you might just be mistaken on that, because these people that we live with, these people that love us, I mean, they're not blind, they're not deaf, and often they know, sometimes they know us better than we know ourselves. And I decided to start talking to my husband a little bit about what was going on. And I still struggle with it sometimes. I still, sometimes it feels a lot easier on some days than others. But the best experience, and what really surprised me with my husband, was that he didn't make it a big deal at all. And he actually thought it was kind of funny. And y'all, at first I was like, I got on my fainting couch and I, my pearls. I was, how dare he make a joke about something that is just this very serious thing in my life? And I was pissed about it for a while, y'all. But over time, I really just kind of got curious about that, and like, why does that piss me off? And how could he actually make a joke about this, or just kind of tell me, like, yeah, I know you do that sometimes, like either make a joke or just not make it a huge deal. And I kind of answered the question that I was asking myself, like, how could he do that? And then I said, well, how could he do that? Well, he loves me. He's also, like, really good at just kind of, like, he doesn't make anything in his life a big deal most times anyway. And what if it could be something that's funny? What if it could be something that was a little bit lighter than I was thinking that it could be? What if it wasn't so serious? What if it just was something that I do sometimes? Because he would call it, like, did you have your snacks today? Oh, did you have some snacks? I mean, and he would just kind of like giggle a little bit. And I was like, how dare he, at first. And then I was like, gosh, could I just see it as some snacks? I mean, or just let him see it as some snacks? So it really opened me up and helped me kind of take a lot of this less seriously and just borrow a few of his thoughts. Now, on the flip side, or just kind of a different experience I had, was with my mom. This was a couple of years ago, and I just, was like hanging out with her. I was down at their house and I just was hanging out with her. And then I just kind of felt like safe enough in the moment. And I was like, sometimes I binge eat. I think maybe we were watching something on TV and something came up, and I was like, well, I do that sometimes when I'm really stressed, and, I just do that sometimes. Well, my mom, bless her heart, She didn't know what to do with that. She didn't know what to say. And she didn't really say anything. And that was okay too, because it wasn't really about her saying something. I think kind of like at first I was like, oh gosh, she didn't say anything. Like, I wonder what she thinks, or, like all that kind of stuff. But then I kind of thought about it and I was like, she probably didn't know what to say. I mean, she might be really worried. She might be really concerned, and she just doesn't know what to say. We're not, we don't talk a lot about, all of our feelings and stuff in my family all that much anyway. So it wasn't really a big surprise that she didn't, rush over to me and say, oh my gosh, how can I support you with this and all that kind of stuff. No, that's not the kind of relationship we have, and that's okay because I got other people for that. So it was just kind of like nothing. And then I just went on, and I might bring it up again with her, I might not. But I said it, and that was that. So this is where you got to find your people, right? And you can always be your person, number one. But yeah, we might try our people kind of like you did. I think it was Pam. Like, you tried a person, and it's like, no, they're not going to be my person to kind of support me through this. But I've got me, and I've got the bench support group, if nothing else, because I'm in there supporting you, and our members are too. Okay. So I really encourage y'all to do this worksheet. It is, so let me just share my screen real quick, and then we'll do some coaching. Mary says, everyone in my family knows I'm the one who eats all the chips in the middle of the night. It's just a known thing. So it sounds like her daughter's helping her out buying chips she doesn't like. So again, it is possible for your people that you live with to maybe support you, but you got to open up to them to see. Let's see. Carly says, I try to be my own person, but I end up hurting my own feelings. And good to know, Carly. How could you just have a little bit more of your own back next time? That's what I want to kind of open you up to. I mean, sometimes we can be harder on ourselves than we are with anybody else, including total strangers. But next time is always an opportunity to be a little bit kinder and nicer and gentler to ourselves. 1% level up. Okay. Hello, Miss Cheryl. I see you. All right, y'all. So let me share my screen really quick and just show y'all. I just love looking at this beautiful website anyway. So I'm going to go to the website. Who loves the website? Y'all let me know. Okay, do y'all see it? All right. And I just love how it says, welcome, Betsy. Like, oh my gosh, Corinne knows me. So where is trusting your body? So let's go. So we're here on the front page. You go under courses, and it's just like a little thing that you kind of hover over. And then we're going to go down to pathways courses. So some of our courses are part of specific pathways, and other courses are under bonus courses. So if you're not sure, you may need to click on both of these to kind of see which one is where it is. But they're going to be under pathways courses or bonus courses. Now the No BS Weight Loss course is its own page, and it's up there at the top. So we're going to go to pathways courses. And then we scroll on down, and you'll see all these different pathways that we have. And so you will see trusting your body is under our managing urges pathway. So we click on get started, and then you will see trusting your body right here. And so when we click on the course, the worksheets where that I've been mentioning, how to talk about your binge or secret eating is in the guide. And so this is the guide here. Let me click on it, make sure it works. Because we've had some broken links. If y'all have see any broken links on the website, email support@pnptribe.com. We want to know about them so we can fix them. Okay. So this is the Trusting Your Body Guide, and the worksheet is page starts on page 14. So there's actually a page here. This is I love this page because it talks about all the different worksheets that are in the guide. Okay. And so the how to talk about your binge or secret eating is under this special consideration for bingers lesson that we have in trusting your body. Okay. So it's in your guide. And if y'all don't have a printer, if y'all just don't have a way to kind of print out the thing, if you're not a digital diva, you know, y'all, all y'all have to do is pull it up here. And I'll just scroll down to the worksheet real quick because it's not too far in. Here it is. All y'all got to do is get you a blank sheet of paper and write down these questions. Okay. So this gives suggestions on who you can talk to about your binging and secret eating. But again, you may not be quite ready. And so you're number one. You're number one in terms of being honest just with yourself. That can lower some of your shame right there. If you can practice having some compassion and some understanding and some love for yourself, with, okay, this is something I do sometimes. Can it be okay? Betsy does it sometimes. She's okay. Y'all use me however you want to use me. Okay. So this also gives literally suggestions and how you can word if you do want to talk with someone. This is really hard for me to talk about, but I'm committed to doing things differently. Sometimes when I'm by myself, I binge. Or sometimes when, you know, sometimes I drive around and I go and pick up food and eat it. And so it just gives you a whole plan on how you can do this if you want to, if you want to give it a try. And then there is a really good worksheet on, okay, if you are open to telling someone else and you think it might be beneficial, then these questions are really good. And like I said, just get you a blank sheet of paper and answer them on paper if you don't have a printer. Don't let that hold you back from digging into this a little bit if you're interested. Okay. All right. Let's do some coaching, y'all. Let me see. How do we find the binging group? Great question in the Q&A. I will. Do, do, do. I am gonna find that real quick for you before all of our, I'm not gonna share my screen again, but all of the Facebook groups, all of our subgroups, y'all, we have quite a few that you can choose from, are on our website. The links to all of those are on our website under community and under the community tab. And you just click on join the Facebook group, and then you scroll down and you will see all of our subgroups that we have for all kinds of different topics. And so I will put this in the, there's the Facebook group. Okay. So you just click on that and then you just request to be let in, and there'll probably be a couple of questions for you to answer. So, and then we'll let you in. All right, y'all, let's do some coaching. We have a few people lined up here. Amanda, you were first in line. So let's see what you've got. You could absolutely just search the website. Y'all, our search feature on the new website is so much better than it was before. So you can just search Trust in Your Body and it should come up. It should come up. Hey.
Hi, is that working?
It's
Can you hear
working.
me?
Yeah. Yes. How's it going?
It's good. Never done this, so I'm not really sure where to start, but
Well, what can I help you with, or what's
well,
going on with you?
sometimes it's super easy, and like I lost 20 pounds, everything's, and that was when there was some crazy family stuff going on.
Okay.
But then I think I got to like Wonderland for about a week. I don't even know, maybe a month. But now it's just creeping up. And like, take yesterday. I mean, I know I was exhausted. No, wait, what's today? Today's Tuesday now. Okay, Sunday. Sunday. I was exhausted. And I finally got to chill. And I was just shoving it down all day. Like, I knew my stomach hurt. And I don't even know why.
Well, if you want to take a guess, what do you think was going on?
For the food wise, I don't know. Like, I was exhausted. We had a family vacation, and then I had like 2 days to deal with work, and then I had another vacation, and then I got back home and it was another 2 days of work, and then I had my kid's birthday party. It was just like boom, 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 boom. And I never get to relax. Even like on a day off, I have my husband and the kids, and it's like, mom, mom, where's this? Where's this? I'm like, you know, you have a dad, right? Like,
so you've eaten to relax in the past, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, usually my night is those little goldfish are my nemesis, but I will relax like that. But even while I was doing it last night, I'm like, Amanda, your stomach hurts. Like, why? Why? And
well,
I did
I want
it.
you to answer that. I want you to answer that like in the most compassionate way that you can, or even just like in the most, like, if this wasn't such a huge deal in my mind kind of way, why do you think you keep eating the goldfish?
But I don't even know if it was a big deal. It was like, I don't, maybe I just, I'm like, I don't care. It's, I used to, maybe I'm like throwing it on this, and I don't think it's fair, but I used to be a smoker, and I'm like, do I just want a cigarette? Like, but I don't want to go back to that either. So let's just not go there. But I'm like, so then I'm like, do I need a fidget toy? But even then I'm like, when's enough? Maybe I never decompress. Does that?
How often do you try something else? Instead, like, hey, you know, okay, here I am. Yeah, I really want to eat something. I'm tired. You know, I know what's going on, but like, is there something else I could try right now that maybe? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I've tried like to get my iPad and do a puzzle. Like, my husband, I don't know why he likes to watch TV with me. And I'm like, okay, but I need to do something. Like, I'm. So I started to do that last night there, or yeah, or on Sunday there was.
And here's the deal. I truly believe there are just some days where our brain, our nervous system doesn't have access to anything else, but we need to eat right now.
Cause there was no like, well, okay, my stomach hurt, but other times I'm like, I'm not getting full. I just want to just keep shoveling it. Damn. And I'm not in, I don't use Facebook. So I do feel like I miss out on a lot of the camaraderie here. I am a big family, but they live in Ohio and I live in Florida. So, and it's been hard to find your people. Like, I feel down here.
First off, you're on this call, so you're getting help and you can connect with people in the chat and things like that. You could also get an accountability partner or group. Again, Facebook isn't required. Some people, they only do Facebook with no BS and that's it. They actually create a whole different account for their Facebook if they, that's just another option. But so just a few suggestions there. But yeah, so this is just like, okay, I just went back to an old habit, an old pattern where I chose food to try to relax last night.
Yeah, I also can go really well, but then I'm like, and then it's like, I'm starting to feel like, do I not do BS right? Do I not do the 1% right? Because I'll be like on. And then I'll just be like, F it. Like, no, it's just been.
What do you think
I don't
is
even
right?
think it's stressed on me. I don't
But what
know.
do you
Like, I
think is
make the
right? What do
plan
you
and I
think is
drink the water and I
okay?
think about plus and minus two. And it's
Okay.
always like,
And
I
so, do
feel
you
like
think you're
it's
ever
always
supposed to
there.
like make a human mistake and just overeat sometimes, or say fuck it sometimes, or binge sometimes?
I feel really guilty with that. I've tried talking with the coaches
Oh,
because
you
I,
have.
well,
Sorry.
because for a while, like I'm very Catholic. I love Jesus and I really wanted to pray more and I would walk and do the rosary. And then if I missed it, I'd beat myself up. Or if I was watching too many BS podcasts, but I wasn't, well, why wasn't I doing my, did I say my rosary today? I don't know. I just beat myself up and I guilt myself. And I don't know if it's, so it's like, that was a big revelation to me because I was like, okay, that's messed up. He's very forgiving and he loves me. So, and I am human and I'm not perfect. And I try to give myself grace, like I am human. But when the scale keeps creeping up, it's like, okay, can I stop
That's
being
your
human so much and
that's it. Well,
go back
there's your
some other
problem
way?
right there, Amanda, right? It's like that's the opportunity to remind ourselves even more of our humanity, right? Of our and give ourselves even more grace. Okay, I see the scale going up. How can I like love on myself even more right now? That is the answer, y'all. Beating ourselves up, we keep trying it, and we'll probably always keep trying it because we, for some reason, we think it's the answer, but it never is.
I think I
We
have to
can't beat
journal more.
ourselves into submission, right?
Yeah, because I thought I was doing good. I'm like, oh, I'm showing myself grace. Oh, I'm showing this. And then I journaled and it was just, I was like, wow, I'm not
Here's
nice to
what I
myself when
hear.
I start writing.
Here's what I hear, Amanda. I hear you calling yourself good, which means there are times when you're bad.
Yeah.
The answer for you and for so many of us is we're human. Good and bad. Good and bad isn't working for us. We're human, and we got wins and we got learning opportunities. That's what we got.
I like that.
Yeah. I was just talking to a private client about that. And she was like, well, I had some wins, but then I didn't eat the birthday cake yesterday, but I ate it today. And I was like, well, that didn't can't cancel out the win yesterday. That doesn't work for us. Because then we end up with no wins. You know? And it's like, we gotta talk to ourselves in a different way.
Yeah, I thought I was trying to do too much at do not 1%, do 30%, but maybe it's not that at all. It's I am very good and bad, and I don't. All right, I will
Okay.
write on that.
You
I
got it. All
appreciate it.
right.
First
Well,
time it was good.
are you proud of yourself? I was about to say I'm proud of you, but no, that doesn't matter. Are you proud of yourself for raising that hand right when that call started? Right when our call started.
I wasn't even planning on coming until I saw the email. So yeah, I was
Okay.
like, I'll get on, I'll raise my hand, we'll see what happened.
I love it. I love it. I love
But
seeing
thank
those
y'all.
hands raised right when we jump on. All right. Well, you and sounds like you use ass coaches, keep using us, okay?
All
Use us
right.
up, as MJ likes to say. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, we got Mary coming up next. Yeah, judgments, y'all. Got to get aware of those judgments, that good and bad. Are you here, Mary? Need you to turn your camera on and start your microphone. I'll ask you to unmute and also ask you to start your video. There you are. Need you to unmute also. Let's see. I'm gonna ask you to unmute and see if that works. Looks like you're still muted. Have you used your phone for Zoom before? You may need to check your settings. I'm gonna ask you to unmute one more time. Why don't you check your settings, Mary? Because that's it still says you're muted. Maybe tap on your screen, see if you can get the unmute button. We're still not hearing you. Okay, Mary, I'm gonna take you back down and see if you can figure out. Y'all tell her in the chat if you've got any ideas for. Okay, I'm gonna do Janet. And then Mary, you come back, you raise your hand again. If you can get your microphone figured out. Here comes Janet.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. All right. Do you want to turn your camera on or leave it off?
Oh, I guess I'll turn it on. I'm
It's
just
so
like the previous
cute.
caller. It's the first time I've ever raised my hand.
This is
And
awesome. Y'all are just such
you're
amazing examples for people who have never been coached before and who might be,
I
maybe
have.
I'm just a little bit less scary than Corinne. Don't tell her I said that. Or maybe not. I don't know. So,
Yeah, I could sit down and have coffee with you.
okay, well, I'd love that. I love coffee. So, all right, what's going on?
I'm gonna cry. I'll warn you that right now. About a year ago, almost a year ago, in a couple of weeks, I lost my husband, and since then, I've lost both of our dogs. And the last one was 2 weeks ago, and I just picked up his remains this evening. And ever since my last dog passed, I almost can't stop eating. And
How does that
I don't
make
know.
so much sense, Janet? How does that just make so much sense?
Because that's the only way I know to comfort myself. My husband was the person I would have turned to. And now both of them are gone, and all of them are gone. So I don't know what else to do, so I'm asking for help.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Janet. You have so much, oh, and you have so much support in the chat right now.
I see that.
This is how, this is you doing this right, Janet. This is you choosing food because just like I was talking with Amanda, there are times, and this is a perfect example of a time when we don't have access to anything else. We don't, like, just like you said, you don't know what else to do.
Yes.
Y'all, why would we ever beat ourselves up for that? We just don't know what we don't know.
Right.
And so you are being with yourself with that. And having so much compassion for yourself that, okay, if I don't know what to do, if I don't know what else to do, what could I try? Sometimes, you know, of course, our brain wants to know the right answer immediately and, you know, screw trying.
Right.
It's like we want to know the right answer immediately. Well, we just don't get that sometimes, y'all. What could I
No.
just try?
I
And
will
you,
confess, I have a glass of whiskey sitting here.
okay, it's okay. It's okay. Because again, we're not about not drinking whiskey. We're not about not eating yet. We're about doing this stuff and being okay with that first. We can't beat ourselves down the scale. We can't, hate ourselves or judge ourselves down the scale or into something, doing something new or trying something new. There was something in you, Janet. Do you know what I mean? What led you to raise your hand tonight? What were you telling yourself, or what were you thinking if you just were to take a guess?
I was thinking, I just want somebody to reach out to. I want somebody to talk to. My husband's gone. The kids moved away in the last year also. They moved two states away. So, yeah, it's like everybody just left me. So I just was saying, okay, I know the coaches are awesome people and caring people, and I want to reach out.
So this is like this, you, I mean, in your words, you said, okay, what could I try? Not sure exactly what to do. What could I try? Who's here to help me? The coaches. Okay, here I am. And here you are.
Here
This
we
is
are.
how it works, y'all. And now you've tried this. You're here reaching out to a coach. And then now we kind of move on to, okay, this, you're safe. You've reached out for help. I'm helping you. Now, what else could I try? What else could I try to give myself some comfort, to give my, just to take care of myself right now? Food and whiskey is okay. It's on the table. And it may be, I mean, y'all, I'm not ever expecting. No, whiskey isn't my thing, but that's my husband's thing. But I'm not, it's in the platter of options all the time. And I think I'm
Yeah.
always just going to choose that sometimes. And that's okay. And thank goodness I've got food and whiskey to be there for me sometimes.
Yes.
What else could I add to that platter of options when I just need some comfort? I need something. What comes up for you when you ask yourself that?
First thing comes to my mind is I've got one of those big garden tubs. I could fill that up with bubbles and have a bath.
And here's the thing. This is something I kind of been talking a lot about lately. It's kind of one of my little get up on my soapbox about this. Y'all, here's the deal. We've got to open ourselves up to different kinds of comfort, because food gives us one kind of comfort. Whiskey gives us another kind of comfort. But we've got to say, okay, nothing's gonna, we're not gonna have the same experience with food, with whiskey, as we do with a bath. But here's the deal. The bath doesn't have the consequences of the whiskey or the food.
That's true.
So it's like, okay, let's not expect the exact same comfort experience. And then, when we try the bath, it's like, well, that didn't work. It's like, no, we got a different kind of comfort. What else could you try?
Well, I have been working with a counselor, and one of her assignments was just to go outside with my phone and find something interesting to photograph, take some pictures.
Okay. That's an idea I
It
haven't
is
heard of.
really hot and humid outside.
Okay.
We just had the tropical storm go through.
So you're over that way. Okay. So Coach Kathy in her nervous system calls talks about the five pillars of nervous system resiliency. And y'all, I can never remember all five, but one of them is sunshine and like nature and stuff like that. Like Actually, the other day, my husband and I went and walked out in the grass, like barefoot. It's being outside and being with the sun on you. That is a huge thing for us as humans, but also just the fresh air, getting out of the air conditioning, getting out of that. And I'm like, Betsy, are you listening to yourself? I haven't been outside. Well, I was out this morning, but I haven't been outside all day. Y'all, that is a different kind of comfort, right? It's not going to be the same experience as a glass of whiskey, but it's still self-care. And it's still something that, again, doesn't have those same consequences, right? What
Right.
else? Oh, Betty posted the five pillars. Connection. You're doing it, and you're doing connection right now by reaching out, by talking with me, by just being with other people here on this call, right? So you're doing that. Sunshine, movement is another one. Just getting out and moving around outside and taking pictures. That's enough movement. We're not talking about, running a 5K, y'all. Let's lower our, or let's, adjust our definition of movement. Nutrition is another one. And then sleep, sleep and rest. So those just kind of
Sleep
opened
is no
up to,
problem.
yes, okay. So, and for you, I was actually talking about this to, oh, I think to my in my yoga class this morning. I don't even know. But oh yeah, because she was my yoga teacher was talking about her husband not sleeping well. And I just said, rest, like laying horizontal and closing your eyes, or even just laying horizontal is rest too. Again, do we need to kind of expand our definition of what rest is? Maybe
Maybe.
that's something to think about. So, okay, so you got some ideas, you got some things to try, and then you also know that, we're not looking for, we're kind of adjusting our expectations of what comfort is going to look like. I pulled my blanket over because this is another, I mean, y'all, I have about 30 blankets in the house of different materials and different, and it's like, okay, this is comfort right now. This can be comfort. We talk about like just hand on our heart, a few deep breaths. It's always available to us. Maybe we just need to take one with me, Janet. I'm telling y'all, never hurt anybody. That's a little
That's
moment of
true.
comfort there, isn't it? Okay, what do you think? What do you think about all this?
Think that's doable because over the last several, well, the last year, comfort's hard to find. So, but those are some easy things, simple, I can do wherever, whenever I am.
Yeah.
So,
And again, it's being open to different kinds of comfort. And, but also just knowing that maybe sometimes we're not supposed to be comfortable. I mean, I know with grief, right? Grief is not comfortable.
No,
And
it's not.
we don't, I mean, and it looks different for everyone. And I'm glad to hear you're working with a counselor, and we've done some calls on
Yes.
grief as well, but it's,
And
it
I'll have to
is,
Google, I'll have to search that.
yes, do that, do that. Even just, reach out and ask coaches. And, but again, our search feature is so much better on our new website. If you just search grief, you'll see some calls that come up. Coach Kathy's done several. So definitely recommend those. And that's more comfort for you. But also just know that, we're not supposed to feel comfortable all the time.
That's
And
true.
that's normal because you had so much joy. You experienced so much joy with these, with your husband and with these puppies,
Yes,
right? And with
I
so
did.
much joy, You know what comes with that? It's
Yes.
just pain, right? But we don't get the joy without the pain. So just remember that, and it's worth it, right?
It was,
It was worth
and it
it.
will get better. I know it
Yes.
will get better.
Yes. You want to remind yourself of that too. All right. I'm so glad you raised your
Thank
hand.
you.
So
Thank
proud of
you.
you. And just feel, keep reaching out. Okay. We are here. We're just waiting. All right.
Okay.
You take
Thank
care.
you.
Okay. All right. So much
Okay.
love. So much love for you on the call today. So many hearts coming up. All right.
They see that.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad she saw the hearts. All right, Mary, let's try again. Good cry. We didn't even talk about that. Y'all get those tears out. It's like a bath for your eyes and your sinuses. Y'all know about my crying playlist, right? I have a whole playlist of songs. Its sole purpose is to get those tears going. All right, Mary, I'm gonna ask you to unmute and then start your video too. I can see you. Still can't hear you. You're still muted. Oh, wait, no, I thought that was gonna be it. But the mute is still on there. I'm wondering if you've got, since you've got earphones, maybe that's it. And for somehow they're not connected to the phone. Yeah, maybe take those off and maybe change your settings. We'll just wait here for a second for you. See if you can figure it out. 'Cause you're the last one and we're about, and I'll just kind of look through the chat. Make sure your earphones are kind of unattached from your phone. Mary, I hate this. I'm gonna ask you to unmute one more time. No, it's not working. Okay, why don't you type something? If you want to, type something in the chat. And I can help you there. Ask coaches, and then I hate this, but yeah, that's what we're going to have to do. I'm going to take you back down because I can't hear you. It's like, can we do sign language or something? Carly says, I get in trouble for my maladaptive comfort objects, weighted blanket, plushies, dolls, that object that I haven't seen in a while, but I can't rest until I can have it while I sleep. I suffer from different things. Well, here's the deal, Carly. Sounds to me, I have a weighted blanket too, y'all. And I swear, if any of y'all have trouble sleeping or resting and you haven't tried a weighted blanket, just give it a go. But here's the thing, you have found things that work for you, Carly. And I mean, yeah, other people are going to have thoughts about it. But you know what? A lot of times, those other people, if they make fun of you, a lot of times they're wishing they could find some comfort too. A lot of times people who are say stuff to us, they got their own issues. I want you to feel proud that you have found things that work for you. And because, I mean, that's just such a gift, right? And so, yeah. Weighted blankets, some of them can be, but I think some of them now with all this cooling technology we have now, there are ones that I think MJ's talked about, maybe ones that she's had, but just Google cooling weighted blanket. Oh yeah, they got all these new materials and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, I love mine. It doesn't get too hot. Now I'm not too hot natured. I'm pretty more cold natured, but oh my gosh, it's like I can't move in like the best way. And so I just go to sleep so fast or go back to sleep so fast when I have that weighted blanket. So give it a go. Give it a go. A great movie. That's another. I love y'all. Give me some ideas before we get out of here. What are some of your comfort items? Comfort items that just to give ideas to other people on what can I tr what could I try? This is what it's about, trying things. So Cindy says, and then Mary, I see your message. So I'll talk to you. Cindy says, I get a very strong urge to binge, and it feels like I only get relief from the food. How do I find a pause? So here's the deal, Cindy. You now know, you're aware that how fast urges feel, right? They just feel so fast and like, ooh, nothing will help it but eating. Oh my gosh, I got to do this. I got to do this. That's why it's called an urge. It's a feeling of urgent desire. And now that you're aware of how urgent the urge feels, the only way I can kind of explain it is that with this awareness that you're now carrying with you, you have an opportunity in a moment, maybe not with every urge, but some point in the future, you're going to have an opportunity to be like, this is where I could do a pause. This is where I could try something different. This is where I could try something new. You just got to trust me on this. Because we always have to start with awareness. We can't change anything we're not aware of. You've got step one. You've got step one. And now you're going to hear it. I just guarantee you, you're going to hear it. And you're going to say, oh, this is what Coach Betsy was talking about. Maybe I could pause. Maybe I could do pause plus permission, is what we call it, where I could take a pause for 10 seconds. 30 seconds. Y'all, we're not talking an hour. Do a pause of 10 seconds before you start eating. We call it pause plus permission because it's like, okay, I'm just going to take a pause of 10 seconds and then I can eat if I want to. That's the permission part. This is how you go from the urge, just like, duh, 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 eat. And then, like, the next thing I know, all the food's gone. To backing it up gradually. Okay. So that's what I want you to try. And, but think about like another kind of reminder, like, okay, when I feel an urge again, I'm committed to reaching out to my accountability partner. I'm committed to reaching out in the Facebook group or reaching out and ask coaches, or I'm committed to, you know, checking my phone for my urge protocol, which is, you know, wait for 10 seconds and then it's okay for me to eat if I want to. But I am committed to putting a little bit of space in between the urge and eating. Okay. Okay. Let me go to Mary real quick. Mary says, it's like once I start binging, there's no food that seems to satisfy. I just talked about that, but that was someone different. So you're not alone, Mary. I do well getting to a goal. And then once there's a few up, and then once there's a few up and just go on a binge for 1 to 3 days. Okay. I'm assuming you mean like a few pounds up. This is so common, Mary. And what I really want, what I want you to do some homework on is, okay, what happens? What do you start thinking about? What do you start telling yourself when you get to a goal and then you gain a little bit of weight? Because I think that's what you're saying. It's like you have recognized a pattern. You have the awareness too now. Right, y'all, we got to celebrate this awareness we've got. You have this awareness, this pattern. Ooh, like I reach my goal and then I gain a little bit, and then my brain freaks the fuck out and I binge for 1 to 3 days. What is your brain saying when it freaks the fuck out? Or whatever, however you want to describe it. Okay, I want you to get aware of what that just take some guesses. You may not know for sure, but what do you think you might be thinking about? And then I want you to take that to ask coaches. Okay, and we can help you from there. So just take some guesses of like, what do I maybe make it mean about me when I've reached a goal and then I gain a couple of pounds that then leads me to binge for a few days. Okay, that's what I want you to work on. Carly's got all these, she swings and jumps on her trampoline. She swims. Oh my gosh, these are electric blanket right there with you. Y'all, I have these. Does anyone have a I have a what's it called? One of my clients, she might even be on here. She gave it to me. It's this big, huge, super warm hoodie that's like goes down to my knees. What's it called? I have one of those that I put it on. It's kind of like a Snuggie, but it's not. It's a the comfy. It's a comfy. I have a comfy. I also have a Forever Lazy. Y'all Google it. It is like an adult. It's like adult footed pajamas. I have all the warm items because I am so cold all the time. Right now, I'm sitting here, y'all, and my feet are freezing. I've got, some circulation stuff going on. So, a foot massager. We got one of those foot baths. Let me see what else y'all have, because I want to on the podcast too. I want to kind of talk about some of these. So, if y'all are listening, you'll a warm shower, weighted blanket, music. Movies, watch a sad movie and just have a good cry. Think about those categories that I gave you all for from Coach Kathy, right? Someone said, I go to our state park and walk, listen to music or podcasts that I enjoy. Y'all just being out in nature, reading a book, getting out on your porch. And again, let's not have the expectation that it's going to do exactly what food has done for us in the past. Don't set that unrealistic expectation for yourself, all right? Don't do that to yourself. But while you're trying something else, you can say, okay, I'm trying something else. I still don't feel amazing, but I'm not eating. Okay. So this is what we're practicing. Oh yeah, Corinne. Oh, Corinne was talking about the womanizer again. That's her favorite vibrator. Go for it. A great smelling candle. Think about how you can engage your senses other than just your taste. I talk to my private clients a lot about this. When we're looking for comfort, when we're looking for kind of like stimulation, when we're looking for a hit, a dopamine hit, taste is one of the senses that we can ignite, but we got a lot of other ones we can do. Touch, that could be sexual touch. That could just be the practice of grounding that we talk about. Y'all, just touching yourself, giving yourself a hug, putting your hand on your heart, just touching ourselves, y'all. We get comfort from that. We get a hug from that. Think about a little bitty baby cries and you hold it and stops crying because it's comforted. Okay. That's what these blankets can do. All right. But also think about how can you engage your sense of smell? We talked about music and hearing. How can you use your vision, right? To watch a movie, to look at pictures, to look at your phone and scroll Instagram for a certain amount of time. Give yourself permission to do that. This is where we've got to try different things. All right, y'all. I'm going to get out of here. I could talk about this forever. Connection is another thing where, y'all, this is what No BS is all about. This is what our amazing community is all about. Is that's how you can meet your need for connection. That's how you can meet your need for comfort through connection with our amazing community, whether that be through getting on a call like this, raising your hand for coaching, asking a question and ask coaches, getting in our Facebook group and just commenting and loving on people, reading posts. You don't even have to make a comment. Y'all, I was a total lurker. I still kind of am sometimes, total lurker in Facebook. I'm not going to make a post. I'm probably not even going to comment. I'm just going to read stuff. That is connection. Okay. Because you're going to see people that are experiencing the same things you are. You're going to have compassion for other people. That's what connection is all about. You can, if you're not a Facebook person, I talked about reaching out and getting an accountability partner or group. Okay. The opportunities for connection are here for you, but you got to just try it. Okay. All right, y'all. Yes, you're never a unicorn. Sorry. All right, y'all. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for everyone that raised their hand. You're so brave. It took so much courage to do that. And I'm proud of you. But it's not for everyone because I know that you, there are other, also other people that got so much out of your coaching. And I'm proud of you too, whoever's just watching and thinking about how the coaching can apply to you. And I just ultimately want y'all to be proud of yourselves for just showing up every day and not quitting and just staying with yourself, staying here, and just keeping going. That is how you will eventually get to where you want to be. Okay. I love you guys. And I know I'll see y'all at the end of the month for the monthly planning and assessment call, but you know, we're here. One of the coaches is here almost every Tuesday evening talking about something. And then Corinne or MJ is there on Sunday. I know Coach Christy has the maintenance coaching call this coming Saturday. So we're here for y'all, but you got to reach out and ask for help. Okay. All right, guys. Take care. So much fun. See ya. Bye.